Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 20 May 2025. And no, we were not live last night. If you listen, it was a recording. We had a little incident with our producer, Todd. Had a little situation, and he's fine now. But anyway, so he had to play a recorded broadcast last night. He was a little under the weather a little bit. So anyway, he's back and doing fine. We're back on the air again tonight. Welcome to the program. Glad you're with us, and I sincerely do mean that. We're going to bring up a guest I haven't had on for a little while. We're going to bring up Professor James McCanney. We got a lot to talk about tonight, folks. You might want to pay attention. If you're watching the weather, you have to understand this weather is not natural. It is not natural by any means. We're going to discuss that in more detail with a man who actually helped write the treaties. Not to use weather as a weapon. Anyway, before we go there, we are going to have Bible study this weekend and, Lord willing, next weekend. We have to get caught up because next month Phil is going to take a trip. Our producer, Phil, is going to take a trip with his family. They're going to the beach for a little while, visit family. So this coming weekend, be Bible study. Join us, please. I should be there live unless something happens I don't foresee. I'll be there. We start at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and folks, I'd like for you to join us if you could. At 10:30, we go into prayer requests, praise reports, and whatever else somebody wants to share for the first half hour. There's a number you can call and talk to us on and bring forth your prayer request. Now, you can watch us live on PastorButch.com and click on Rumble, and there we will be. And you can listen on the phone if you want at 339-209-5013 to listen live on the phone. Please join us. We're doing this in the 31st. We'll be getting back together again with a guest speaker. Diana Ketterman will join us and share some information about different topics. So don't miss the next 2 weekends, whatever you do. Of course, we're still offering the DVD set this month. I'm certain one of the most important teachings you're ever going to hear. On American prophecy. And America is all through prophecy. So a lot of nations in Europe in prophecy. They're in there. And I'll show you. I'll see you a three-hour DVD or CD, whatever you want, along with the book to explain the topic of why the New Jerusalem is not the Old Jerusalem, and the outline I used for the Bible study. It's 3 hours long. When you get through listening to that, you're going to understand who America is in prophecy, why all this is coming together just like it is, why Europe is arming for war right now, why the UK is broke and getting desperate, why Japan is desperate, nation, and why China, the cities have done this. I'm not making it up. I can prove this. The cities are actually shutting down, basically, and people moving different places. When nations get in a financial bind, The answer has always been, go to war. And it's going to happen. The whole world's in a situation right now. So, mark my words, this fulfills prophecy. The 3RT is available for $49.95. That includes shipping and handling, everything available for that. And I hope you'll get it because I want you to learn what's going on. Make copies of it, share it with your friends. We don't care. These are not copyrighted issues. We want you to have it because we think it's very important. But again, join us this weekend for another Bible study. Then the following week with Dan and Kellerman to be there to share some information with us on different topics. So nonetheless, welcome to tonight's program. Our guest tonight is Professor Jane McCanny. He's been a friend of the ministry for a long, long time now. I always enjoy having him on because his mind, his intelligence is, I think, outstanding. What's happening in the world? What's going on around him? He researches a lot. He studied a lot. He's been involved in a lot of different situations. So when he talks, he's talking from knowledge and experience. Are you there, James?
Hello, Pastor. Yes, I am. Thank you.
It's good to have you, my friend. It truly is good to have you tonight, and welcome. And for new listeners, tell them who you are, what you've done in the past for you quickly, and how you got involved in what you're doing right now.
Well, I'm a physicist by trade, and nuclear solid-state physics is my advanced physics degree. I've been active in education at the university level for about 10 years out of my career and about 25 years in the telecommunications industry, where I worked as an engineer and mathematician and statistician and electrical engineer, various capacities. And so I have a lot of professional background. I also have made a lifelong study of outer space and space-related issues. So I've been on international television. I've been on many, many radio shows. I have my own television show and radio show that airs weekly. I've been on Russian television. I've been on Japanese primetime television. So I've been around. I've been on History Channel specials. So when people want information, a lot of times they come to me. But tonight we were going to talk about weather control.
Yes, yes.
And in the mid-1990s,
Before you go there, I want to say this. I want to say something, if you don't mind. I don't think I need to express this to anybody. Anybody that has eyes to see can see that our weather is not normal. Anywhere in the country, from north to south, east to west, it's not normal. I mean, raging fires all over the west, all over California. Even had fires up in Massachusetts and other places. Fires that just don't happen that way. They're not natural. Hurricanes, especially tornadoes this year, and huge storms. We had hail a few weeks ago here in West Virginia. The worst I've ever seen in my life, ever. It's not natural. Many years ago, I read and I shared this at a church I pastored at the time. They thought it was crazy. But nonetheless, about weather wars, how nations expected to make war on other nations by using the weather. Matter of fact, it was so real that back in the 70s, they actually signed treaties that they would not do that. So weather wars are for real. And I'm convinced, starting in North Carolina last fall, when they were hammered on the western side of North Carolina and ruined people's lives forever, not to mention ones that were killed, of course. To see all this happening, and know this is not natural. I'm 76 years old. I've been around long enough to know what's real and what isn't as far as weather goes. This is not natural. And now we're going to find out why. Weather wars are real. We have treaties against them. Now, James, you go ahead.
It was mid-1990s, mid-1990s, and a group of atmospheric scientists from the University of Novosibirsk in central Russia got a hold of my theoretical work, and which dealt with the electrical conditions in the solar system, etc., and extensive work on weather. And how weather is related to electrical conditions from the sun, etc. So anyway, we started a collaboration. And one of the things that came out of this was the ability to control hurricanes, tornadoes, basically cyclonic storms.
All right. Pause there a second. Yeah. Folks, listen to what he's saying. For new listeners, don't just turn off the radio and walk away and say, this isn't happening. Repeat what you just said about able to control hurricanes.
Right. Hurricanes, cyclonic storms, and people would think, well, it's this big, huge storm. And it's like what we call in science trigger mechanisms. And a good example is a, a trigger mechanism, like on a gun, a trigger, you pull the trigger, it has a firing cap in the shell, which explodes, and that ignites a bigger source of energy. Another example is you're in your car, you put your foot on the gas, and by just making that little motion with your foot, you can make that car go fast 70 miles an hour down the road. That's a trigger mechanism. So weather is the same. So people think, well, how can you control this big hurricane or tornado? And the answer is that you understand the trigger mechanisms. And so the trigger mechanism for the cyclonic storms, and this is something, by the way, that's hidden from the public by the weather channels. The weather channels are huge misinformation sources of what causes the weather.
I got to ask this question.
Sure.
Do the weather forecasters, I mean, the ones on the TV and you see their faces, do they know what's happening, or are they just
they're weather readers. So when I was a kid, when we were young, you actually had what you called meteorologists who studied the weather, et cetera, and had some kind of knowledge of weather. Now what you have are a bunch of pretty faces, and they're weather readers. So what do? They get up in front of a green screen, and they're reading. There's a monitor there, and they're reading what somebody is telling them to say. So they don't know about meteorology and the what I'm about to tell you about the real causes of these storms is something that's not allowed out in the public realm. They're still talking about hurricanes forming from warm water, for example. Absolutely ridiculous. The biggest hurricanes in history were in the North Atlantic in November in icy, frigid water. So we've seen hurricanes on Mars. There's no water at all. So, I mean, their concept that they promote on the public news that hurricanes form from warm water is absurd. It doesn't work, but that's, you see how the misinformation comes out to the public. And the real information of how these storms are manipulated, for example, these storms that went into the Carolinas last year, totally manipulated. They did things that storms just don't do naturally. Hurricane Katrina was manipulated. Many other storm systems have been manipulated. Where I was a week ago, I saw band clouds in the inland, basically the earmarks of a hurricane. And I'm losing my voice here. But anyway, back to the Russian scientists. In the 1990s, we realized the trigger mechanisms for hurricanes, so we developed a system of satellites were designed to drag hurricanes away from land. Now, you got to understand, Russia doesn't have a hurricane problem. We do. You know, China does. Japan does. So anyway, we gave this information to the U.S. military so that they would develop the satellite systems to take hurricanes and drag them away from land, where they would do harm. And what they did instead was they weaponized it. And so the weather manipulation you're seeing right now is in fact caused by laser satellites that are in control of a rogue element of the U.S. military. And so a lot of the tornadoes, not all weather is manipulated, but a lot of the severe weather is. And the other half of the story, in around the year 2001, these same scientists from the University of Novosibirsk went to the United Nations and they said, drop a treaty so that to say that these weapons of mass destruction, basically these weather manipulation satellites, are in existence now. The U.S. has control of them, and they wanted a treaty to sign it, and George Bush Jr. would not sign that treaty. And the reason they wouldn't is because one of the clauses in the treaty was that you couldn't use this against your own population. And so, and that's what they're doing.
Now,
so
go ahead. Repeat that. He wouldn't sign it because, why would George Bush Sr. not sign that treaty?
Because it had a clause that stated that you cannot use this form of weather manipulation, weather warfare against your own population. Because clearly in warfare, by the Nuremberg trials, only combatants, and that's why countries have uniforms. So you know who is a combatant. Once they are captured, you don't kill them after they capture them. There are rules of the road for warfare. And so one of them is that you don't use warfare against civilian populations. You know, they are off limits. It's the soldiers fighting soldiers. And that's the rules of the road for modern warfare. There are rules that you have to abide by, Geneva Convention.
So
and one of them is that you don't use these against your own population.
So years ago, when I was told about weather warfare on American people by our own government, I was young, I was still ignorant of things. I couldn't believe this really real, they can do this. But they told the truth. It really was going on. And I knew that from Operation Popeye in Vietnam. We did weather manipulation on the Vietnamese. But nonetheless,
Yes. So
our own leaders, George Bush Sr., knew exactly what was going on. He did not want to stop it to use it on his own nation. Wow. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the situation that we're dealing with today, and it's a rogue aspect of the U.S. military. And, for example, chemtrails. Back in the early 2000s, I was one of the first people to study chemtrails. And what they're spraying is aluminum and barium and elements that are very poisonous into the atmosphere. And then what they're trying to do is seed clouds with the idea that they're going to save the planet and stop global warming. And so this was supposedly the idea, but in the process, they're poisoning forests, they're poisoning the land. It's harmful to people because aluminum and barium are poisons, basically.
They know this, right? They know this, too, don't they?
Yeah. Yes. And president after president after president gets in office. I've been on presidential panels regarding some of these things, and it's like it gets to a certain level and it just gets stonewalled. You cannot get this information or get near the people who would have control over this and have investigative powers. For example, Bill Clinton, when he came into office, he said he was going to go after the insurance companies. Well, he never did. There are certain entities that are just bigger than the presidency. You know, or every president has said, we're going to expose the issue of UFOs. Are there UFOs? Are there aliens? You know, and it gets up to a certain point, and then you get misinformation. The other thing that I will tell you is that all of these efforts to bring exposure to the public, like the disclosure agreement, or the effort for aliens, or the climate change, or the, you know, I pick a topic, and they have created the alternative side. So in weather manipulation, there are active today websites that you think, oh, these people are combating weather control. They're not. They're misinformation sites that are providing misinformation to the public so they don't understand what's really going on. So they always create both sides of the dialogue.
Now,
so that the real story...
Bring a lot of questions to my mind. We know the presidents. We know the presidents know about it. Obviously, Bush knew about it. But how far down the echelon does it go before the people that are reporting weather or whatever really think it's just Mother Nature?
Well, yeah. There again, it's you have to understand in the intelligence world that is run out of basically Langley, Virginia, for the CIA, that's where it ends. It's very tightly controlled within those agencies. So they don't like people like me that bring out real information to the public, and they try and see if you go to YouTube, if you go to any other place, information, Wikipedia, something like that, all of that is controlled. And so they shadow ban any real information, and they promote misinformation. And so the average weatherman doesn't know anything about real weather. Like I say, they're weather readers. If you look at journalism, whether it's in science, whether it's in engineering, whether it's in space science, astronomy, or whatever, the journalism is done by people that don't know anything.
You know, that's sad, but it is true. You can almost see that. So,
yeah.
This has been going on, I know, since the 40s. They've been playing with the weather, seeding clouds, whatever. So this really anything new. They just got more advanced at it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this has been going on for a long time. And when I say the CIA, for example, they control NASA. And people go, oh, how could that be? Well, this has been going on for a long time. And what they always do is they create both sides of the story. So if you want to talk about, let's take a space science topic, is related to, well, one of them would be weather or space weather. You have what I call tier two science. You have university professors. They publish in peer-reviewed journals. That's tier two science. If you can see it, it's not tier one science. Tier one science is military-level science. It's secret. They'd never publish in peer-reviewed journals. It's completely off limits to the public, and those people are under contract to the government, and they cannot say anything. They're under very strict gag orders. And the crux of the issue is you think, well, the CIA, that most people don't understand, the CIA has nothing to do with the United States. The CIA is the police force of the World Bank. So they are in charge of enforcing world monetary rules so that the dollar stays strong. They fix elections in foreign countries. They depose leaders who oppose the policies of that are enforceable by the U.S. and the U.S. military, etc. And so basically they fix it, you know, including presidents in the United States. You know, they people may or may not like Trump, but he's like a hand grenade in the system. They don't like him because he's not a team player. He didn't come up through the ranks. He didn't get educated according to how politicians are supposed to work, in even in the United States. After John Kennedy, Kennedy was the last real president up until current times. And you look at all the presidents after that, they were all related to the CIA, the Bushes, the Clintons. And people think, oh, the Clintons and Bushes were on different political parties. No, they were in the same political party.
That's true. Very true.
So anyway, this is just a summary of how this control works. And so the what I call rogue military science that controls weather is very much controlled in the United States. It's not some foreign entity.
Wow. So, I mean, you know, this, again, people, just open your eyes. Look up. What you see as tic-tac-toe in the sky is not natural. What you see with tornadoes everywhere. I live in West Virginia. We are not known for tornadoes at all. At all. We very seldom have one. Our average year in West Virginia, I don't remember exact figures, but maybe two or three around the fringes around the west side, whatever was flat. But last year we had 19 tornadoes in this state. 19. That has never happened in history. So you can't convince me that this was an accident.
Right. Along that same line, there has been this narrative was pushed this year saying that, you know, oh, the Oklahoma and East West Texas and out in the Kansas, that's typically where you would expect big tornadoes. and they're saying, oh, because of climate change, now it's moving off to the Carolinas and Virginia, which is complete misinformation. That's absurd. But that's the cover story. Everything is climate change. Climate change, if they need an excuse for why there's more tornadoes in Virginia, climate change. It's the answer for everything today. And it's, there again, it's complete misinformation, and it's pumped out through the news media. You cannot go any place without hearing climate change is the cause of everything. If it's cold, it's climate change. If it's hot, it's climate change. If it's raining, if there are more tornadoes in Virginia, it's climate change. You know, it's just, it's, they've woven that into the news media, total misinformation.
Well, you know, I'm sure you've heard of Dane Wigginton, have you not?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's said on his program, I've heard him say it more than once, that they have messed with the weather so much that if they stop now, it never go back to normal again. Now, that's a scary thing to think about. It's too far going to change it now. It's not going back to normal at all. So we see that all around us if you have eyes to see. So what's the real plan? I know that they're destroying businesses and homes. I know that insurance companies have quit insuring people in certain places because of flooding or fires or tornado, whatever. They're hurting financially. So what's going on there?
Well, an insurance company doesn't make its money off of premiums, or it doesn't lose money by paying out claims. What happens when you pay your insurance premium, that money goes to the insurance company. They buy buildings. They buy office space. They buy buildings downtown cities, and then they rent them out. That's where the insurance company makes their money. And so the idea that somehow that they're going out of business is ridiculous. It's not how they make their money. It's not their business model. But they say that, and then what do? They jack up the rates. And, you know, they're not losing money. They're not going to lose money. And so a couple of years ago, they started this program mixed with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, claiming that climate change is causing more hurricanes farther north, farther inland, and proactively raised rates of people living up in your area, claiming that now this is going to be the new center for hurricanes. And so it's a business. It's a business model, and claiming that climate change is causing this change in weather patterns that's going to cause insurance rates to go up. It's a scam. So at any rate, the insurance companies are not losing money. And when all of the hurricanes hit in Florida, they had the rates so high that people couldn't afford it.
All right, hang on through the break, please. Folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about. And we want to hear your phone calls, too. Questions, comments, please feel free to call us. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. Again, we're talking to Professor Jane McCanny. The phone number to call and talk to us is 717-300-1698. Now, we're going to put up a special deal on James's water filters. Yes, I use them. I have them. And they'll fit in any stainless steel Berkey water filter. I've used Berkey for many, many years. And I've switched to James's because not only they're probably about a third the price, but they do a better job with less filters. Now, I'm not picking on Berkey. I know I'm not. They're great filters. But they're kind of outdated now. So we're going to offer you a special on water filters. Get a pen and paper handy. Write this down. And the deadline to order them will be Tuesday the 27th. Tuesday the 27th will be the deadline to get them ordered at this special. And it's a really good special, believe me. We understand how long these filters last and what kind of deal you're getting. You're going to want to get it. And, folks, no matter what the disaster, whether it's man-made or nature-made or whatever it is, water is an essential element that you cannot go without for more than a few days, period. And now we're going to tell you how you can get water out of a mud hole, out of a pond, out of a river. We've got water filters that will do that for you, all right? And again, lines open at 717-300-1698. And James, anything else you want, you cannot go without for more than a few days, period. And now we're going to tell you how you can get water out of a mud hole, out of a pond, out of a river. We've got water filters that will do that for you, all right? And again, lines open at 717-300-1698. And James, anything else you want to know? Is there anything that you want to add to the weather information before we move on to something else?
Well, it's just in general, people go, well, how can you control a hurricane? Well, you can, and it's like, how can you control a car? You have the steering wheel. You're not out there forcing those wheels to turn. You've got a steering wheel, a power steering unit. You have your foot on the gas, or if you want to stop the car, you put on the brake. And just that little touch on the brake pad is enough to stop a big car or a semi. You're driving a semi. So how is that? But that's because those are trigger mechanisms. Those are things that then actuate energy sources. So for a hurricane, a tornado, etc. They are naturally occurring, but you can enhance them, you can move them, you can direct them if you understand the mechanisms that actually causes them, which are, to put it bluntly or just simply, their vertical, their occurrence in the vertical electric field of Earth's atmosphere. And like I say, when I worked with the Russian scientists, they were atmospheric scientists, and they couldn't figure out why all this thing, these things were happening. They had ball lightning, they had atmospheric discharges that they didn't understand, and they got a hold of my work. We spent a lot of time translating my work. It was on a daily basis, and every day we'd take another subject from my work and translate it into Russian and then discuss it so they understood it. But anyway, the end result was the understanding the physics of how these things work and then how you can manipulate them. And the point was to take them out of harm's way, to move hurricanes away from landfall so that there were no more hurricanes. I was part of the process of giving that information to the U.S. military, and they weaponized it. Instead of using it for its proposed purpose, they weaponized it. These Russian scientists went to the United Nations. It was around 2001. You can find the treaty online that they wrote up, and the United States would not sign it. So anyway, that's the end result, and that's where we are today with weather manipulation going on, and it's being the biggest contributor. You have chemtrails, you have various other mechanisms, but the biggest contributor is with satellite laser equipment that's in orbit around Earth.
Wow. Wow. So we know that obviously weather can manipulate it. Is the U.S. right now using weather manipulation in other countries that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware of. It's only in the United States. And these hurricanes, like in South Carolina, those hurricanes that came through, they came through northern Florida. The many hurricanes since around when the first real big one was Katrina. And that hit New Orleans. And after that, then they just started on a regular basis. We saw in the Atlantic Ocean, and when they first started experimenting with the laser satellites, where they would take, there was a hurricane called Hurricane Francis. It was a relatively small hurricane in the Atlantic off the east coast of Florida. And they could take that hurricane and drag it around in a circle, make it go around literally in a circle, using the laser satellites, and we could see it. So they were learning how to manage and operate storms. They can increase their energy. For example, Katrina was dying out as it approached New Orleans back in, I forget the year. But they raised its energy, like pouring on the gas before it made landfall. And so you can see them manipulating these storms.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Like I said, that's unbelievable. And what folks, the line's open.
The thing I want to end also, I want to just finalize by saying, I have approached trying to get this to presidential level, to the right people, and it just keeps getting stonewalled.
That does
somewhere there are, yeah, there are groups of people that are able to just step in the way and block information.
Doesn't surprise me at all. And let's go to the phone line. Let's go to Alice in Arkansas. Alice, come on in.
Well, hello, Pastor Butch. How are
hello.
You doing?
Hello. Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Well, I need you to call me after the show. But in the meantime, I wanted to say that this information has been around for a gazillion years. And
yes.
There's a book out. It's called Angels Don't Play This Harp, and it's spelled yep. H-A-A-R-P. And it talked about, you know, beaming out into outer space and back down to the Earth, how they could heat it up and cause earthquakes, they could heat it up and cause hurricanes, and they could control the hurricane and keep it out to build and build and build and build before it hit the shore. I mean, it really went into detail explaining all of this, and that was way, way, way back. And I can sit out here after all these years because I've known about this for a gazillion years, and I would look out into the sky, and I can tell by the way that they are actually spraying over the top of me, oh, dear, somebody's going to get a tornado. I mean, I can actually tell by the way they conduct their spraying up in the sky. If they swirl it a certain way, I know what it's going to be, like a tornado or what have you, and I say, oh, dear, somebody's going to get a tornado, and sure enough, they do. So, I mean, it is so obvious to me anymore that I can actually tell what's going to happen before it hits. That's how long I've been watching them. But you can get this book, Angels Don't Play This Harp, and it explains it all. I mean, they can control the hurricanes, everything.
That's an old technology, the harp. It's hardly used anymore.
It doesn't, because my safety is in the Lord, and he said that we will just lie down in perfect peace, and whenever there's any tornadoes or anything forecasted, I just go to sleep. You know, my life is in the hands of Jesus Christ, and it's not what I do for myself, it's what he does for me. So I don't let anything like that panic me anymore, because I know that he is on the throne. But in any case, I just wanted to let people know that I believe that in the harp, I believe 100% that it's there. And, you know, I mean, everybody's going to have different reasons for this, that, and the other thing. But God works in the carnal. He works in the celestial, and he works in the spirit realm. And there's three different ways that he works, and they don't all necessarily line up and work at the same time, because they all work separately. But in any case, I believe that they beam these things out into the satellites and back down to the Earth and hit the Earth with these beams, and I believe that that's what's happening. And everybody has to believe what they, you know, what the Lord leads them to believe. But I don't believe my information is obsolete.
And not only that, Alice, you can believe what you can understand. Some people just can't grasp it. A lot of them don't want to. But some people really can't grasp it.
Because God's on the throne through this whole darn thing, and we are in the end times. No man's going to bring the peace but Jesus Christ, and I don't have any hope in Trump. I know that he's doing what he thinks he can, but I don't put my faith in any man, and I don't believe that he's my answer to anything, quite frankly.
No, he's not. No man is. No man is.
But in any case, I wish that you would please call me after the show, Pastor Butch. I've been trying to get a hold of you, and I got some things I want to talk to you about.
I'll try to get that done if I can, doll. Thanks for the call, Alice. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Anything you want to add to that, Jane, before we go to the next caller?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Nick Begich. I've been at meetings with him.
Yes, he's spoken
to seminars.
And
there are various technologies. One of them is HARP. It's a World War II technology. It's been around, and the more recent technology, like I say, starting around 2000, is with laser satellites. It's a very different physical technique of managing storms. But anyway, I appreciate the listener call.
Okay. By the way, Alice is right, folks. You prepare yourself best you understand how with the wisdom of Christ, and water filter is something that everybody should have. Everyone needs a water filter. I don't care where you live. Be it well water, city water, whatever. You need a water filter that works. I'll tell you about that in just a second. Let's take one more phone call before we discuss the filters. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, Hector. You're going to need your water filter because you'll probably end up... filtering rainwater.
That's true.
If you live in the city, city water will be shut off. There won't be any. But let's go to the weather. And I want to talk about the sun and that activity that's going on with it.
Yes, yes.
And how it can affect the weather. It affects earthquakes. I mean, we're 120 miles tilted right now. That was back in September. We were tilted 120, and who knows how much now. But this...
And by the way, Jan, that is prophesied. That is prophesied. Go ahead.
Yeah. But this helium-3 that was ejected, and most of it hit the moon, it was a small flare or eruption. It was on the far side, but a bunch of it hit the moon, and that caused another earthquake. But this... The sun and its effects on the planet, on the weather, on the earthquakes. Your gentleman is a physicist. Maybe he can answer the question. Is just, where are we with that?
All right. Any comments on James?
Now, the question is relative to the sun of, like, solar flares causing earthquakes. Is that the question?
Earthquakes, the earthquakes affect the movement of the earth. The earth is slowed down. The earth is tilted. And then they had a ejection of what I want to call a crust, but it was an ejection from the sun that contained mostly helium-3.
Mm-hmm.
And that was ejected from the far side of the sun, and parts of it hit the moon.
Okay.
I don't know if you know who Stan Deo is.
Oh, yes.
He is expecting the whole outer crust, because the sun's polarities are all mixed up. They're changing. And he's expecting it to lose its outer crust, for a better word. I know it doesn't have a crust, but the outer crust of it. And that type of an ejection is going to whop the whole universe.
Okay.
What will that do? Or he's saying that's what's going to happen. What will that do to us?
Okay. All right, I'll give you a chance to answer the question. We'll move another caller. Thanks, Carl, Jan. Appreciate it. What's your answer to some of his questions very quickly, if you don't mind, James?
The sun is definitely has a minute-by-minute effect on Earth, and so one of my specialties is dealing with solar physics, magnetospheric physics. It's an unpredictable situation. I mean, we don't know minute to minute what the sun is going to do. Luckily, it's fairly stable, but it's very difficult to predict what the sun is going to do. And there's been a lot of predictions over the years. Definitely the sun has an effect on us, on planet Earth, on a minute-to-minute basis.
Yes, it does. Let's take one more phone call, folks, and get a pen and paper handy. We're going to tell you how to get some fantastic water filters at a great deal. I mean this, seriously. Let's go to Chad in North Carolina. Chad, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, sir, Pastor Butch and Professor McKinney. It's great to have both of you on at the same time. I know if you have not been watching Professor McKinney's show, you're really missing a lot. I don't really care about much other television, and I try not to miss that show every week because you learn so much from it.
Okay.
I wanted to play devil's advocate for a second. I know back in 1969 from family history, there was a horrible, deadly hurricane that came up through Virginia, Camille, which flooded that whole Appalachian mountain area. And I know a lot of people were drowned and killed and so forth. So, of course, that was a long time ago, and I doubt they had the technology to manipulate storms back then. So how would you be able to tell for sure if there was a natural hurricane or one that was
manipulated? Good question. Go ahead, James.
Right. Well, the answer is you can see in the satellite photos where they're stretching the eye, and that's a symptom of being manipulated by a laser satellite. You can see where they're stretching the eye with the laser on the leading edge, the direction they're trying to drag the hurricane. That's one way. You can also see that when it's coming on shore, it should be losing energy, and all of a sudden it rapidly gains energy. You see a lot of manipulated hurricanes with that. So you can tell things like that. But no, hurricanes have been around forever. They're Hurricane Camille was 1969, in August of 1969. And yeah, there are natural hurricanes. And that was before the satellite manipulation technology was around. But there's a whole history of natural occurring hurricanes. So, but anyway, you mentioned my TV show. I just want to quick mention this for people. If they want to see that, just do an internet search for Master of Science and then type in my last name, McCanney, McCanney, and the YouTube channel will pop up, and it has all of the, like, 44, with tonight's show, 45 episodes so far.
Okay.
And that's going to go on for a number of years, so.
All right.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks, appreciate the call. And very quickly, tell them how to listen to your TV program again. Share one more time.
Go to the internet, do a search for Master of Science, and then put my last name, McCanney, McCanney. Or if you go to the webpage, jmccsci.com, that's seven letters, jmccsci.com, you can also listen there.
Okay.
Or watch it. There are links, et cetera.
All right, but, quick question about your water filters. How many gallons of water will one of your filters clean?
They are rated at 2 gallons per hour. So it would do, in a day, it would do about 50 gallons, one of the filter elements. It's the fastest filter on the market. They're high flow rate. And so if you had a Berkey-style stainless steel container, 2.5 gallons, it would be about maybe a little over an hour to filter that with one filter element.
And how many gallons would that do?
Up to about 1,000. Yeah, about 1,000 per filter element. And then you would change it out. And if it's still working fine, depending on if you're doing rainwater, then they will last a long, long time. City water, you're going to use up the ability to take out the chlorine and fluoride and all of the other toxins they put in the water. So we rate them at about 1,000 gallons before you should change them out. And you only need one at a time.
One at a time. Now, folks, listen to this. All right. The specials tonight. Tell them what specials are tonight.
Okay. The normal pricing is for 4-pack is $199. That includes shipping. All these prices include shipping. An 8-pack is twice that, $398. But if you buy 8, we'll send you 10. And if you buy 12, that's $597, we'll send you 14. So those are the specials, and that all the prices include shipping. So once again, a 4-pack is $199, and
by the way,
when
you buy the 4-pack, you only get four. Go ahead.
Right, but by the 8-pack, that's $398, and we send you 10. You buy the 12-pack for $597, we send you 14.
All right, folks, you can get those just by calling our office here at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, save us money if you use that number, if you can at all, please. 304-846-4448 or 800-777-4403. Now, the spatial will end Tuesday night, the 27th. It's going to go on through the weekend. The reason going through the weekend because we have a lot of listeners and listeners broadcast up in Northwest Washington on ACN Network over the weekend. So call, please. Call before Tuesday. Call before Wednesday. Call before Wednesday. Wednesday's too late. At 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Jamie, wrote down about the last 3 or 4 minutes here. What do you want to say in closing?
Just something. If people don't have a container for their water filter, we have what we call make your own. You buy locally plastic containers, or you can get them through a company like Uline or something where they'll deliver to your house. But anyway, we have instructions on how to do this, how to drill the holes. And so with the filter order, just add $20 and we'll send them a stainless steel spigot so they can make their own. But most people, a lot of people also will buy a Berkey-style container on, like, eBay or something like that, and it'd be a used one. And then they could use that and then buy the filter elements from us. We don't sell the stainless steel containers or any kind of container. We just sell the filter elements.
All right. And folks, I mean, you can make your own. They're not that complicated. He sent me instructions. You get the instructions if you want them, along with the spigot. If you want $20 added to that, he'll send instructions on how to make your own filter. It's not that complicated, but you need a water filter. Everyone needs a water filter. Yes, I have a water filter. I have the Crown Berkey, now with James's filters in them. It's done a great job for us for a long, long time. Again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. This sale will be good until Wednesday. Then the sale is off. After Tuesday night, the sale will be over. Now, that's just the way it is. I can't help it. I wish we could afford to do it forever, but we can't. So it's available if you want it by calling those numbers I give you. And, James, I want to thank you for all you do, for your knowledge sharing. And I mean that. I appreciate what you do, and you're always so friendly and warm to come on our broadcast, and I do appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and reach your audience. They wonderful people all over the country and around the world, and that's what we're here for, is trying to get information that'll help people in their daily lives.
Amen. I totally agree. And we're running out of time to prepare a lot of different ways. I'm not trying to scare you, folks. I'm not. But there's so many things happening. I mean, look what happened, with the weather in Kentucky, right next door to us. What the storms did to homes there and people's livelihoods. And prepare yourself best you can. And as Alice says, don't have any fear. God's still on the throne. If you trust him and Christ your Savior, you're going to be okay. But you got to put your faith in him, not in yourself or anybody else. Don't put it in Trump. Don't put it in the government entity. Christ alone is the answer. But prepare yourself. He tells you to prepare your home. It says a wise man sees trouble coming and prepares himself for it. So get ready to prepare, get yourself ready for what's coming. Again, James, thank you so much. And let's do keep in touch. Anything is up that I need to know, please give me a holler, okay?
Will do, Pastor Butch, and thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. God bless. Bye-bye. And folks, with that, again, Professor Jane Buchanan, I hope you'll follow his advice. And let's check out his TV show also. And I got to tell you, again, we're going another month, and it's been really tight again. If you can help us, please do. I'm not going to beg for it. I can't. I don't want to do that. But I just want to thank you, though, for being with us tonight and caring like you do. If you all were not here, we cannot do this. If you folks were not there for us, praying for us and helping us, we cannot do it. I mean, really, with all sincerity, it's in our Father's hands. But you are, we're all workmen together here. This is not my broadcast. I'm just a mouthpiece here. We love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? A wonderful night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.